I went my freshman year, and it definitely was very helpful in finding things that I was interested in, that I wanted to get involved in.
Almost every day this month, hundreds of prospective students will visit Indiana University's campus. They either just recently committed or are trying to get one last feel for the university before choosing a school by the May 1st deadline.
I'm Liam Dixon. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Irvine, California.
Liam Dixon is one of those students taking an April campus tour. He applied to 18 universities and has spent the majority of his senior year trying to decide which one is the best fit for him. And recently, he settled on IU.
It was actually very recently. It was probably a week or two ago. But this is my first time visiting the campus. So
around the same time he committed to IU, the news of Indiana's Religious Freedom Bill reached Dixon in California, where he goes to school with openly gay students and lives in what he calls a very open-minded community.
So I didn't know how to really interpret hearing that they were being so close-minded and conservative on this one specific topic.
Dixon wasn't the only out-of-state student to question his decision about spending the next 4 years in Indiana after reading about the law. Sasha Teamy is the executive director of admissions at IU and says her office received multiple calls and emails from out-of-state students and their families.
These are families that have developed relationships with us, and they've visited us many times. They've been engaged with us throughout their process, and they just want to know that the experiences that they've had with Indiana University and Bloomington to date are going to be the same experiences that they can expect in the future.
Teamy says although the timing of the commitment deadline and RFRA was unfortunate, it helped engage prospective families with IU and learn even more about the university.
You know, we welcome families to ask questions. We welcome students to ask questions. We're an institution of higher education. We invite academic inquiry.
IU wasn't the only university to engage in the RFRA conversation. University presidents from Ball State, Butler, DePauw, as well as IU, all issued statements saying their schools accept all students and oppose the law. Mike Riley, who heads an advocacy group in Washington, D.C. for college admissions offices, says that was an important move for the schools because social issues are becoming more and more important to college students. He says that trend can be seen in the rankings of colleges that come out each year.
Instead of just ranking colleges on academic issues, we'll rank them on their diversity, on their social climate, on the best vegetarian campuses.
But for students already attending Indiana colleges, the legislation and reaction from those in and out of the state prompted another question. Is Indiana a state they want to work and live in after graduation? That's something IU sophomore and Kokomo native Morgan Moore is currently grappling with.
Speak to them. And then like give a pitch, you know, for money or for volunteering or for.
Moore studies political science at IU, is interning on a mayoral campaign in Bloomington, and is considering law school. But after seeing the backlash from people around the country regarding RFRA, she's worried about what her degree from IU will say about a potential law or political career.
When Seattle and, for example, New York ban state travel for employees, I think that just shows that people across the nation are really concerned, not just about some of our politicians, but about the state as a whole and about the attitudes of people in the state towards LGBT people.
Moore says she would like to stay in Indiana to pursue her career and wants to spend the rest of her college experience figuring out how she can contribute to Indiana rather than feel discouraged by it.
All right, you guys ready? IU! All right, let's keep going.
For Dixon, his visit to IU changed his perception of the state that RFRA created. He says as he walked around campus and saw signs promoting acceptance and spoke with current students, he felt more excited about going to school there in the fall.
I've definitely felt that people are more accepting here, and it doesn't seem like what went on from the Capitol building or what like that's really being reflected down here at all in the students' mindsets.
He says it seems like students' mindsets are similar to those in his home state of California. They aren't really concerned about someone's sexual orientation. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.